Hello and welcome to this week's VLP podcast. I'm Jill Brink. I'll be your DJ today. The VLP, or Vermilion Literary Project, promotes literary events in both the University of South Dakota and the surrounding Vermilion area. We have a couple events coming up. Progressives in the Park, which promotes some of the more liberal organizations on campus, will be held Saturday, September 23rd in Prentice Park. We will have a table set up from 10 to 6. From 11 to 11:30, we'll have a round robin poetry discussion on stage. And you can stop by any time and pick up your copy of the VLP magazine from this year. We'll have a poetry slam Thursday, September 28th. We will have a featured guest, Norma Wilson, and in her honor, we'll have a politically themed poetry session. For those of you who don't know, poetry slams are competitive poetry readings. Prizes are awarded, and there is fun to be had by all. It starts at 7 p.m. in the Coffee Shop Gallery, 24 West Main Street in downtown Vermilion. Again, that'll be Thursday, September 28th. Next, we have our 10th annual VLP Short Story Contest, which will be Saturday, October 21st from noon to 3. There will be fabulous prizes this year as we are celebrating the 10th annual short story contest. First prize will be $200 in cash, plus a publication in the 2007 VLP magazine. Second prize will be a $50 gift certificate to Barnes & Noble, and publication in the 2007 VLP magazine. Next, we have the VLP magazine itself. We're getting ready to take submissions for that this year. For more information, go to our website. If you're interested in joining the VLP, our next meeting will be Friday, September 29th, 4 p.m., Dakota Hall 201. For more information on the VLP, visit our website at www.usd.edu/ORGS/PROJLIT. And now on to literary news. The 2006 Booker Prize shortlist has been announced. On it is The Inheritance of Loss by Karen Desai, The Secret River by Kate Grenville, Carry Me Down by M.J. Hyland, In the Country of Men by Hishma Mater, Mother's Milk by Edward St. Aubin, and The Night Watch by Sarah Waters. The winner of the award will be announced October 10th, 2006. The Chicago Tribune has also announced its literary prize winner for 2006. It goes to Joyce Carol Oates. The Chicago Tribune awards its prize to a lifetime of excellence in literature. The 2006 Newbery Medal has also been awarded. Crisscross by Lynn Ray Perkins. The Hugo Awards have also been awarded. For Best Novel is Spin by Robert Charles Wilson. And Best Nonfiction goes to Storyteller, Writing Lessons and More from 27 Years of the Clarion Writers Workshop by Kate Wilhelm. And now for upcoming publications for the week of September 18th. Coming to bookstores this week is The Mission Song by John LeCarr, author of The Constant Gardener, which follows a Congo native in his struggle against prejudice. Right Attitude to Rain, an Isabel Dalhousie novel by Alexander McCall Smith. Imperium, a novel of ancient Rome by Robert Harris, which is a fictional biography of Cicero. The Greatest Story Ever Told, The Decline and Fall of Truth from 9/11 to Katrina by Frank Rich. And The Confession by James McCreevy. It tells the story of former New Jersey governor and his decision to come out of the closet. And now for this week's top 10 bestsellers according to BarnesandNoble.com. Topping the list is The 13th Tale by Diane Sutterfield, You, The Owner's Manual by Mamet Oz, Dear John by Nicholas Sparks, Artemis Fowl, The Lost Colony by Eowyn Colfo, The End, Book the 13th by Lemony Snicket, The Black Dahlia by James Ellroy, Rise and Shine by Anna Quindlen, The Fountain Focus by D.L. Fountain, The Memory Keeper's Daughter by Kim Edwards, and Lindsay's Story by Stephen King. This week in literary history, in 1917, Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, was hired on by Eton College, where he would mentor such writers as George Orwell. In 1878, Pulitzer Prize winner Upton Sinclair was born in Baltimore, Maryland. He was famous for The Jungle. In 1866, H.G. Wells was born in Bromley, England. He's famous for such stories as The Time Machine, The Invisible Man, and War of the Worlds. In 1862, Leo Tolstoy marries Sophie Bears. He was famous for War and Peace. And in 1996, Stephen King releases both Desperation and The Regulators. That will do it for this week. If you want to learn more about the VLP, please visit our website at www.usd.edu/orgs/projlit. Or if you have any questions, please email them to projlit@usd.edu. Or if you have any questions about this week's podcast, please email me at jsbrink@usd.edu. Thank you for listening. This is Jill Brink on behalf of the VLP podcast, and you guys have a wonderful week.